As the situation at the border becomes increasingly out of control, First Responders Media had this interaction in Arizona.
If you are smart enough, you will know who I am. But you are really not smart enough to know who I am. But soon you're gonna know who I am. Very easy.
Wow, very easy. The entitlement.
No, believe me, I'm much better than that.
Now the whole, you are going to know who I am, sounds ominous, but I guess the best case scenario is he's planning on being on American Idol, and will one day blow the country away with his phenomenal falsetto. Worst case scenario, he's this guy, a leader of a religious party from the Middle East that just did 12 years in prison, where apparently he was setting up a group to commit terrible things against his country. Now, is this person saying insane things to random journalists at the border? The same guy that just did over a decade behind bars? I don't know, possibly, but don't ask me, as I still believe the NYPD copper in Actual Justice Warriors video is indeed Tim Pool from TimCast IRL. So when it comes to topics like national security, we should be relying on something other than, I don't know, maybe that's the same guy. How about an official process where we cross-reference legal records from other countries to make certain we're not admitting known criminals into the country to maintain that thing that we used to believe in, security? Because as the Texas National Guard seized control of their state from Border Patrol,
Fox cameras captured this moment when the Texas National Guard told migrants approaching the razor wire barricade to turn around to Mexico. Texas DPS tells Fox News that Texas kicked the feds out from this park because it thinks it can do a better job deterring migrants.
Migrants quickly began avoiding local law enforcement.
Ahora, ¿cuál es el plan? What's your plan right now? To go look for Border Patrol?
Is that they're walking along the border here, they're looking for Border Patrol agents so that they can surrender to them. They're going to keep going upstream here. Obviously, they can't cross here because of the barbed wire.
So once Texas Governor Greg Abbott authorized the arrest of migrants at the border, the waves of immigration immediately began to dissipate. So what did the Biden administration do? Immediately demand that Border Patrol regain access to the area. Because, you know, razor wire is apparently only permissible when protecting the important people. But now it appears the Texas National Guard simply isn't listening to the Supreme Court, as they're still maintaining the razor wire. As their governor openly states, he will not allow the Biden administration to destroy their property. But now the White House press secretary says the razor wire is in the way.
Look, we are certainly glad that the Supreme Court made the decision to vacate the injunction that prevented border security to actually do their job, to do humanitarian work, to actually enforce laws. And it got in the way.
So what exactly is the razor wire preventing them from doing? Using bulldozers to clear paths directly into the country? Because a big part of their argument earlier this week was because that family that tragically drowned. Democrats tried to blame Texas's National Guard from blocking the Border Patrol from rescuing them, only for it later to be discovered that nobody knew they were there until over an hour after it happened. Which is truly tragic, not only that it happened in the first place, but that they ran to newsrooms to say that Governor Greg Abbott is a murderer. Meanwhile, in Chicago, a migrant also lost their life in a shelter, but apparently since they can't blame Republicans, that kid isn't as newsworthy. Because we undeniably have a crisis in and around the country, and one party seems to believe the only solution is to just allow it to happen and encourage more of it. As we've known, the airports in Texas have been overwhelmed, former airports in New York even had to be turned into migrant camps, as now Boston airports are turning into shelters, with not only Chicago airports, but their police stations as well.
Chicago have been turned into refugee camps. This is new video, never seen before, of what's actually happening inside Chicago's police station.
So as Chicago residents and migrants begin to bump heads,
no more money for you. Bye-bye.
Go back. Cross the
no
border.
More money for you. No more money for you.
What solutions are politicians in Illinois suggesting for you to house them in your house?
We do have a very affluent community, a lot of big homes. And what I'd like to do is direct staff to create a sign-up sheet. So, you know, for individuals that would be willing to house migrant families.
And they're not the only state, as Massachusetts says the same.
If you have an extra room or suite in your home, please consider hosting a family.
So it seems every sanctuary city, when actually faced with providing sanctuary, immediately goes into crisis mode, as it's somewhat easy to provide services to a few people in need. But when Biden campaigns on surge the border and sues the states that actually try to enforce the laws, nobody, not even deep blue liberal utopias, have enough resources to suddenly feed, house, and employ hundreds of thousands of new residents. And that's not me being callous, that's just reality. And instead of Democrat-run cities and states seeing the issues that have arrived and rethinking their approach, they're doubling down. As a hospital in Denver, Colorado naively believes the Biden administration is going to bail them out, but California has decided to provide health insurance to undocumented migrants. And now New York somehow believes they can afford to do the same. So when the New York City mayor cries about seeing a few buses arrive, and his party leader sues the state for trying to stop the constant flow of people, his state turns around and tries to incentivize the migrants to come directly to his doorstep of sanctuary. And to me, this is actually evil. Not the providing of medical services to everybody, but the false promises of providing medical care to the same people you can't even keep inside when it's snowing.
I am cool. Close.
For today. No, as temperatures have dipped below freezing for days, migrants continue to line up to receive shelter and services.
As even the popular everyman show Joe Rogan knows that there is no solution to this crisis.
I know a guy who works on it. I know, he's a top level guy who is in the military and also NYPD, and he's working on that. And he goes, the scariest part is there's no plan. So they put him in hotels. Some of them are in the lobbies. They give him these food stipends. They go across the street to Arby's. They eat. But there's no plan. They're just holding him.
And they keep coming in.
So when President Trump promises this,
and I will instruct the heads of ICE and Border Patrol to begin the largest deportation program in American history, because it's not sustainable.
No wonder Brooklyn residents love him.
So I would want to meet Trump. I would want to shake his hand.
He's the only president that I see that can ever make America great again.
I'm a big Donald Trump supporter, and I will support him 100%.
We want Trump to come back, please, bro. Biden, get out of here, bro.
And on live stream, I actually thought this woman was Savannah Hernandez, which it isn't. So again, I don't ever claim to be the person that can definitively determine if specific people coming into the country are actually on our watch lists. I'm kind of like this weird bridge troll that warns you about the dangers ahead and abstract riddles that oftentimes rhyme but seldom make sense. Because I originally set out to make this video just to ask the question, is that random migrant in Arizona possibly the guy Azerbaijan just let out of jail? And somehow this story sort of just stumbled into stacks of evidence that suggests the Democrats not only know that this is happening, but encourage more of it to happen and stopping everybody that would try to prevent it from happening again. So I'm not telling you how to cast your ballot, but just showing you one side is saying this.
They're coming into our country, and a lot of terrorists are coming in. This is really bad.
While the other is saying this.
Putting in place laws that actually allow for a meaningful pathway to citizenship.
And if you criticize it, it's because of this.
That there is some thought that you are incapable.
Well, I think that most women who have risen in their profession, who are leaders in their profession, have had similar experiences. I was the first woman to be elected district attorney. I was the first woman to be elected attorney general of the state of California. And I'm the first woman to be vice president.
Now I know she's suggesting that you're sexist for saying she's objectively awful, but this just loops around on the only thing she provides in her various positions, a deflection. And they do this in Hollywood all the time now. Make a miserable movie with an all-female POC team of directors, writers, and actors, just so studios can claim you're a bigot for not buying their tickets. So that strategy hasn't worked for the film industry, and now we know it won't work for the presidency. As this channel covered the open border crisis in Spain back in July of last year, and as of September, it still had been consistently reoccurring. And now, even earlier this month in the new year, nothing has stopped it. So now Europe hasn't fixed the crisis, but have relabeled it as a dynamic society. So if you appreciate my concise, lighthearted commentary on the dynamic status of today's reality, hopefully I've earned your subscription, then go check out the video on how desperate the Democrats are becoming as they're allegedly offering TikTokers $50,000 to stop criticizing them.